streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call
me home. Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight with our guest, A.A. Jones. She's many things to many people, a wife, neighbor, friend, dog trainer, yoga and Pilates teacher, pole dancing instructor, and unbeknownst to most, a stripper. This is not, however, your stereotypical stripper story. At 37, Jones is a housewife desperately trying to save her family from financial ruin. In the end, she finds a way to save herself. Jones' memoir, Tilt, The Diary of a Virgin Stripper, details the drama and danger of the world of stripping. It is an intimate, soul-bearing account of a woman making her way in a man's fantasy world, revealing and titillating. Tilt is more than an erotic confession. It is a story of a woman falling in love and rediscovering her true self and her sexual power, choosing to let the darkness ignite her instead of consume her. So we're going to hear her amazing story tonight, and before we bring her on, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight, and we thank everybody who tunes in every Wednesday night, and like my mister said, we got a great, great show tonight, and we're not going to hold you up. We're going to bring in A.A. Jones, and she's going to formally introduce herself, and we're going to get this show started. Welcome to the show, Ms. Jones.
Hi, Lucinda. Hi, Boyd.
Hey, how you doing?
I am so excited to be on the show today. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's a blessing, you know, and we just excited as well. Ms. Smith always bring us great guests, so we definitely want to give her a big shout out as well.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so we're going to get started, Ms. Jones. We just want to say, start from the beginning, and we'll work our way up to asking you questions after you put it out on the floor.
That sounds perfect. I'm ready for any questions that are out there.
All right. Just tell us a little bit about you growing up, and how did you, get involved with writing your book and getting involved with a lot of things that you're into?
Okay, so I basically grew up as a child of a Croatian family in Germany. My parents were guest workers in Germany. And so we always were foreigners. I went to school in Germany. I studied performing arts. But I basically grew up on both sides of the world, Croatia and Germany. You know, bathing freely in the Mediterranean Sea. Being naked was never an issue for me, which is very important regarding my book. And I had a really, really good childhood, very responsible parents, good education. I went to college, you know, just the regular thing. And through my career as an actress, I got involved into Eric Morris's acting workshop in Los Angeles and decided to go for a few weeks to study with him. And I never returned from that trip. I stayed in L.A. I fell in love, got married, and then everything changed. I became the perfect housewife. And I kind of, in my marriage, forgot about who I am. I started focusing on making my husband happy. And it seemed that his happiness was built on having more things. You know, his American dream was the white picket fence and the house and the brand new cars and all of that stuff. And he was really great at finding jobs for me. So I worked as a massage therapist. I worked as a yoga instructor, and I still do. I worked as a pole dancing instructor, as a dog trainer, as a dog walker. And in the end, when we didn't still have enough money, and he still couldn't afford the four-wheel drive and the leather seats, we came up with a great idea. We said, let's check out some strip clubs. Because I'm a performer. I know how to dance. You know, I'm skilled. I know how to draw an audience. Let's go ahead and try that. So I, you know, went to a few places with my husband. You know, tried out for amateur night, and it was going really well. And I was very naive, and I thought, you know what? If that is going to make him happy, if I bring out home $600 a night, I'm going to do it for him. And so I did. I started stripping, and I started discovering that stripping is not just a great stage performance. And you can read all about what else it is in my book. But what I really started learning about it is I found myself again. I found how powerful I was as a woman. I actually found the woman inside of me again. Which is interesting because it's a very dark world with, you know, drugs, alcohol, and I never ever was high or drunk in my life before. I never got dry, high or drunk in the club. A lot of the girls thought I was crazy because I could actually work a shift without being drunk. But I think that is what gave me the power to, you know, go a different journey instead of tapping into the dark word and letting it consume me. I actually let it ignite me. I realized that I had needs too. I realized that money actually doesn't mean anything to me. I always say it's easier to be miserable when you're rich, but in the end, if you don't have love or passion, no matter how much money you have, life isn't worth anything. So the strip club actually taught me the most important thing about myself is that I cannot sacrifice myself in order to make someone else happy. I have to know myself first in order to love that person and really truly give them what they want. So with the strip club experience, a lot of things changed. A lot of realizations came, and I am a completely different person now, and I wouldn't change it. And a lot of people always ask me about my regrets, about the things that I did and the choices that I made. I have no regrets. I would do it all again because I did it from my heart.
Amen. So we just want to ask you, Ms. Jones, let the viewers know a little about, you know, this great book that you have. You know, I want to get into that.
The book started with my 90-page diary. It was literally, you know, when I started dancing at the strip club, I couldn't tell anybody because, you know, you don't want to tell your regular friends, you don't want to tell your corporate world that you're working in because I still work in corporate. It was this, you know, it was this big secret, and it was my therapist. So everything that I learned, and I couldn't talk to anybody about it because when I actually started stripping, my husband said to me, don't tell me about it, just bring home the money. I don't want to know what happened. I don't want to know what happened with the customer. And I really, I was desperate to share this because there were, you know, I was very innocent, actually. I was like, oh, my God, there was this guy there. He wanted me to rub my feet all over him. And, you know, and I didn't know what that all meant. And, you know, and so I wanted to come home and discuss this with my partner. And he was just like, don't tell me anything. Don't want to hear it. Just bring home the cash.
Now,
well, my best friend gave
right
my,
right
diary, my diary, and that's the book.
That's the book.
Now, stop right there, Ms. Jones. I want to ask you this right here, you know. Okay, you know, you're married, right?
Right.
Your husband telling you, I don't want to hear nothing. Just bring the bread home.
Yes.
My thing is that you could be trying to tell him that somebody was trying to rape you or somebody was, you know, disrespecting you. So it seemed like he didn't want to hear nothing about nothing but where the money's at. Show me the money.
That's right.
That's right.
But I
so
do
how
have
did that
to
make you feel as a woman?
Well, in the end, I actually say that in my book, I don't want to admit it. There's a girl in my book, and she's telling about how she had a pimp in Las Vegas, and I say, I don't say anything. No one at the club ever knew I was married, but I say, it's kind of like my husband and me. You know, but in his defense, and I'm not mad at him or anything. He just didn't want to know because if he would have known, he would have had to take responsibility. So it was much easier for him to live and go on in his denial about his life and his marriage if he just didn't know about it. So I think it was just a self-protecting mechanism. And I think that's what most people do. They live in denial. They don't want to know, yet deep down inside they do know. So I kind
exactly.
of, I mean, at that time, I, yeah, at that time it was very hard. I mean, the tears that I had cried. Yet again, without those tears, I wouldn't be where I'm at today.
Amen. Amen. So what advice would you give another young lady, Ms. Jones, behind what you have went through?
Well, it's hard to give advice because every situation is different. And I do have to say I take big pride in me for never reaching for the bottle to numb myself or to take that hit of cocaine. I could work a double shift because I didn't make enough money on my first shift. Or, you know, smoking that joint to feel a little bit better. I never, ever did that. So I take big pride in that, and I think that is why I can turn my situation around. I mean, you know, can I tell someone stay away from the drugs? Yeah, but is that realistic? Most likely not. I think I am probably one of the biggest exceptions out there. But in the end, what I can say, there is a way of letting darkness ignite you instead of consuming you.
Amen.
And I think
for that, you know
that is the transition that I made because it could have gone very different. I could have said, let's just go fully there. And, you know, the girls even told me, like, how can you work a double shift? You're not going to have enough energy. Just take a hit. I'll pay for your cocaine. And I just said, no, I won't do it.
Right.
So I would
And you're glad you didn't
say,
do it.
Yes, I'm very glad, and I will never. I was never really interested in drugs, so I'm lucky. But what would I say to a woman in my situation? Please listen to your heart. Because in the end, we do know, and I did know. And that's, I think, why I could change my situation. And, you know, and all the things that happened to me, all the choices that I made, they helped me to be today where I'm at. And that's, you know, instead of going the other way, going into the dark side.
That's great, you know. And I wanted to ask you also, Ms. Jones, what would you like the viewers and the people that read your book, what would you like them to take from your book after they read it? What knowledge would you like them to walk away from the table with?
Well, the most important thing is, first of all, judgment. Most importantly, don't ever judge someone about something that you have never experienced. That's the one thing. And the other thing is, your heart, your passion, and your desire and instinct are the most important thing in life. That is the core, the deep core of you will always guide your life. If you numb that core, it's gonna go different. But if you really stay true to yourself, you will be a winner.
Sounds good. And I'm gonna pass the mic over to my missus and let her ask you a few questions as well. And
Thank you so much, it's a pleasure having you on the show tonight,
Ms. Jones.
Oh, I love that I'm on your show, and I enjoy every minute with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I wanted to ask you a little bit about the time that you were stripping, and all the women that you met. You know, you say that you're the exception to the drinking and drugging. But I know that you had to see a lot of heartache out there and a lot of pain and a lot of
fear and
emotions in that world, I guess.
Yes.
There was probably women in the same situation you were. Maybe they're being, you know, pimped out to where they have to go out and make the money, or, you know, maybe there's somebody trying to get through school and doing that, or, you know, just trying to survive, just trying to get up off the streets, and they do that. Can you tell us a little bit about what it was like with the women that you were with at that time?
Well, first of all, most of them were much younger than me. Most of them were, you know, my first club I worked at was a full nude club. So they because there was no alcohol served, they could be 18 or younger. I mean, 18 or older, so all of them were in their early 20s, maybe 19, 20, 21. Most of them had never had another job, that's all they knew. And most of them, that was the normal way of living. There wasn't even a comparison. What I wish for these women to know is this is just part of life. There is another world out there, and that's good to know. Because when you just work as a stripper, and when this becomes your only world, It's crazy, it's surreal, because this is not life. You know, life is very different from the strip club. The strip club teaches you a lot about how to deal with life. But it's not how life is out there. And so, they were much younger, they were less aware of the life out there. That they had other options, that they had other choices. And I mean, it's very interesting, the one girl that I made, she taught me around. She was much younger than me. She had never had another job. She was working as a stripper for 7 years. And she actually married a Muslim, and she's not even allowed to answer my emails or have a phone call with me. But this is a woman who works in a strip club, and you have to understand, when you work in a strip club, you are in charge of your business. And so I think what it showed was the real world, separating, she was a powerful woman in the strip club, but then she went out into the real world, and a man had complete power over her. And, for me, it started the other way around. My husband had the power over me, and I went into the system and said, wait a minute, I have to be in charge of my business. I have to protect myself, I have to watch my back. No one else is going to protect me. And I took that into the real world. So I think that's why it helped me out there to become more of a woman. And speak up for myself, but most of these girls, it's the other way around.
Yeah, and I'm not judging the girls that go out and do that either, but it seems to me that a lot of them are doing it out of a necessity, and they turn to the drinking and drugs to mentally kind of block what they're doing because they really maybe don't feel so good about it, but it's just a way of making money and surviving.
It's
what do
a
you
way
think
of
about
providing.
That?
It's a way of providing.
Yes, absolutely. I
yes,
had actually
absolutely.
One of my friends who
trained in the
pool
room
with me. She had worked as a stripper. And she said to me, Jones, you are insane. How can you even survive 1 hour not being drunk? It's a coping mechanism. You know, it's protection.
You know,
it's like
protection.
That way you,
like
your tolerance,
way you,
goes
your
up
tolerance goes
for
up
for the abuse and
for
what happens. So, and but it's not,
so,
the strip club isn't just abusive. Like I said, once you learn your way around, I have grown much powerful, much more powerful than I was. I always tell this story. I say, before I started stripping, I would go to a restaurant and order a meal, and they would bring me the wrong dish, and I could not let it go back. I could not speak up for myself and say, hey, I can order that. Now, after the strip club, I can say whatever I want to say. I can let my meal go back. I tell people what I think about them if it's necessary. So it's not just.
It's not just
darkness there.
It
just depends how you take the things that happen to you. How you deal with the customers. The choices you make. Because you do have choices. I have customers who walk through the door. And I get a dark feeling about them. And I won't even say hi to them. Because I have a choice. So I think once you know you have that power in life,
no matter where
you
are,
no matter what happens to you, it's not that bad. Because you have a choice.
Right.
You have a choice.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what you do, whether it's stripping or working anywhere. It's about getting to know yourself and getting to know that you're worth something and that you are
right.
special and that you have
right.
something to offer and something to give, and what you say does count.
But you know what? There's another thing
that
I really
don't
want to forget
to mention.
My maker said, like Skylar, my maker said to me, she said to me, if a customer degrades you or if he,
you
know, treats you wrong, don't ever forget he means nothing to you. And I think that's the other thing, you know, even in other jobs, I hear so many people, they're so unhappy because their boss is doing this and that. And in the end, that's not that important. What's really important is
your family,
people that you can trust. Like, if your husband abuses you, that's important. But your boss and your coworkers, it's bad, but it's not that bad because in the end, they're not that important. And I think knowing and separating yourself from people that are not good for you is a powerful thing. You know, I have many people that don't like me because I have worked as a stripper, because I write the things that I write, and that's okay. They don't need to like me. Not everybody needs to like you. And,
right.
you know, and that's true because
and,
in
yeah,
the club you get rejected all the time. You know, you ask a guy for a lap dance and you're not his
type.
Now, the first time you do it, it's
now,
really
the
crushing.
It's
the second
really
time you do it, it's crushing. But the
50th
time, you don't care anymore.
You
go to the next person. And, you know, and it's the same thing with how to pursue your dreams in life.
Thousand
people will turn you down. But you go to the 1,001 person, and he might say yes. And I think that is too something
that
I really learned.
Not everybody has to like you.
Yeah, and that's truly how you're going to become a success, too, because in selling or anything, you know, you're going to get 100 no's before you get a yes. And that one yes
that's
that you finally get may make you the successful person that you'll, you know, turn out to be. So it's just a matter of not giving up and continuing on with perseverance.
But also I think it's just the passion.
You
know,
I really
have to say there is
part
of dancing that I really love.
I really
love being on stage. I love performing.
I love performing.
I love drawing an audience.
I love drawing an audience.
And I think that, too,
think that
keeps me alive in an environment where
everybody
thinks, oh, it's just about sex and drugs and money. It's what you make out of it. People say to me, I have people from Santa Barbara come. San Francisco, they fly in just to see me on the pole. And they say, Jones, and women, men, they're like, Jones, we came to see you perform because you make us believe in the extraordinary. You defy gravity. And it's not that I'm a 20-year-old
girl.
I'm a grown woman. I wrote the book when I was 37.
So,
you know, anything is possible. There's no limitation. My age doesn't limit me. You know what? The only thing that limits us is fear.
Right.
And I think it's important to remember that the only thing is fear, and we can battle that.
That's definitely true. So where can they order your book if they would like to get a copy of it?
My book, Tilt, Diary of a Virgin Stripper, is available on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. They can also go to my website, tiltdiary.com. Tilt is everywhere. It's on the Kindle, it's on the Nook, it's everywhere. They can also follow me at Twitter and find out more at Tilt Diary. So it's Tilt is everywhere. Tilt the lady to the top.
Well, thank you for coming on our show and sharing a little bit about your life and your story and your book. And we wish you continued success in everything that you do. And
thank you
I'm
so
going to hand the mic back over to Rob for just a minute.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Jones. And, yeah, it's definitely been all the way live because you done came on the show and put it right down for the people and let them understand how things
can
turn.
I hope I can inspire them. Because I think life is about being inspired and
being inspired,
creating and living from the heart.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And give them websites once again, Ms. Jones, for the books.
The website is
tiltdiary.com.
And the book is Tilt, Diary of a Virgin Stripper.
Amen. And any last shout-outs you would like to give anybody, Ms. Jones?
Well, I would like to thank my PR person,
Nikita
Smith, who has always believed in me and who has always confirmed everything that I feel so passionate about. I would love to thank my best friend,
Elizabeth Ralter,
who pushed me to publish the book because I was scared to come out with the truth. And she said, don't be scared. You can change the world if they read what happened to you. So those are the two people that I want to thank the most.
Thank you very much. And we just want to say it's an honor having you on our show tonight. And keep in touch on our website.
It is my honor and my pleasure.
And you have a beautiful night. And once again, thank you again for taking the time to come on and share your story and share your book.
Thank you so much for having me, you guys.
Yes, telling everybody to go out and get Ms. Jones' book. It's everywhere, so go out and get your copy of that book. And learn a few things, but you can educate others as well. So we appreciate you once again.
Right. Thank you so much, you guys.
I really appreciate it. This is so much fun to be with you guys.
Thank you, and it was fun as well, Dean. God bless now. Enjoy your night.
God bless you, too. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we had a great, great guest on tonight, Ms. A.A. Jones, and she came on and had a great message, and, you know, go cop that book. She got something to tell you, and we're going to go to a couple commercials, and we're going to come right back with a few songs.
Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my people. check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies, and scullies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel, a better way for a new look and be fresh. The hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. If you like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the Streets Don't Love You Back sent you. It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
Greetings. I'm G.I. Johnson, California's Political Prisoner of the Year. I was shot by the police and framed and set up. I need your help and assistance as I fight for justice. Please visit my website, freegiproject.org, and sign the online petition. This petition drive is intended to have an investigation of facts into the cover-up of this police wrongful shooting. With this petition, we shall bring awareness and vindication to Free GI. So please visit freegiproject.org and sign the online petition and pass it on to family and friends on Facebook and Twitter and all social media as we join to Free GI. freegiproject.org. Thank you very much.
Open up the door to nothing but smiles. Richard and famous been gone for a while. Blessed to see the kids doing real good. We on a tradition, we still knocking on wood. Got a pocket full of change for the fountain for the wishing. Mateen Cleaver in the kitchen. Black mama strike quicker than switch flip. Got to go on to the wrist when the lips slip. Live till you get old. Have fun, yo, young soul. Button up your coat, this world is cold. Don't bar nobody. It was only one guy. One king of the Jews, and that's slick. Boosie told Celeste, don't take no ish. In this world, intermediate won't do. So I love the girls walking around with their snow boots and their glasses. Stay cute.
I used to think that I was happy. I was just lying to myself, yeah. Well, if it's you, no one would have me, yeah. So put my poor heart on a shelf, oh baby.
We'll be right back.
sundown, trust him for me. Friend to the end, plus kin, that's the key. Dance with your heart, move your body to the beat. We family in here, nobody clown your feet.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And once again, we had our great guest on tonight, Miss A.A. Jones, and she's putting it down. And don't forget to go get that book and keep it moving and educate somebody. We're kicking it live with my boy G.I. What's good with you, G.I., tonight?
Oh, everything good, man. Just checking in, see how everything going tonight. You know, just blessing y'all, seeing what's going on, man. How y'all doing, man? I see y'all.
Oh, we good.
Yeah, it's a blessing, bro. It's a blessing.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so you riding with me all the way, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had a little, you know, little situation where I had, you know, get off for a minute.
Had
I was checking that Jones
back.
Out. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right, right.
It's all good.
You had to lean back for a few minutes. But now
we're
in the greater thing. And we're going to kick it off. This my man, G.I. Rowland, with me like he do every Wednesday night. And a member of The Streets Don't Love You Back. So we're going to kick it off, and we're going to be right back with a few more commercials, a few more songs, and we're going to vibe live. We'll be right back with my man, G.I.
It's on. Greetings. I'm G.I. Johnson, California's political prisoner of the year. I was shot by the police and framed and set up. I need your help and assistance as I fight for justice. Please visit my website at freegiproject.org to sign the online petition. This petition drive is intended to have an investigation of facts into the cover-up of this police wrongful shooting. With this petition, we shall bring awareness and vindication to FreeGI. So please visit freegiproject.org and sign the online petition and pass it on to family and friends on Facebook and Twitter and all social media as we join to FreeGI. FreeGIproject.org. Thank you very much.
Shh. 9-11. They think we don't know. Oklahoma City. Agenda 21.
They know some of them.
No, but they think
y'all didn't know I was going to come like this.
Y'all ain't FEMA kids. The barbed wire is pointed in. These are my current events.
Infowars.com. Now hear this. Better listen to what they say. They ain't just talking to you. It's safe from.
Doesn't matter how many rounds or how big your gun.
It comes down to one thing, knowledge is power. Go read some articles, just spend an hour. Prison Planet InfoWars, or find them on YouTube. You'll be surprised how much it'll change your mood. Stock up your drop room, verify your water. Don't buy into mainstream media, don't even bother. Teach one, go tell your father, your mother, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, and daughter. The temperature is rising, it'll only get hotter. I hear what they're saying, I will be the cannon fodder. I will be their example. No, not me, not my kids, my wife, my friends, no, none of my family. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Inside of you, let's make a decision. I made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, should buy good riddance. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Inside of you, let's make a decision. I made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, should buy good riddance. I feel you, Alex Jones,
but not like the TSA.
I hear you, Alex Jones.
I'm listening.
listen to what you say. You got them on the run, they know we're marching their way. Armed with knowledge and history and maybe a few guns. They can't fool us, we're not the ones. They can lie to some, but not to all. As we stand up, down they fall. We're taking our stance back, liberties and all. We ain't playing their games, we're taking the ball. We're patriots, they best heed the call. As they're walking through the valley, they should watch where rock falls. They can't stop us all, there's strength in numbers. Many hands make light work, we can watch. We are coming, that is all. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Inside of you all, let's make a decision. I've made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, should buy good riddance. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Inside of you all, let's make a decision. I've made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, should buy good riddance. 1984, no 1776. We ain't gonna be your slaves, we ain't gonna be your bitches. We ain't gonna be your punks, we ain't gonna be your tricks. When you come, you'll find us shooting bullets and flicks. It's just a bunch of bullshit, so feel this, when we stick it won't hurt, just a little prick. They don't care, get back, take a hit of your own itch. This is just a preview of what is coming. Down the pike, or down the knife. If you don't respect us, we don't respect your life. This is not a threat, it's a warning to you. So you're coming after us, we're not chasing after you. You'll get burned like those. From coast to coast and sea to shining sea, we will stand for this edge. No, none of your tyranny. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Inside of you all, let's make a decision. I've made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, could buy good riddance. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Inside of you all, let's make a decision. I've made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, could buy good riddance.
Can you shake it, baby.
Shake it, girl.
Shake it, baby. How you feel when you do the things you do? All I want is to love you down. That's all I want to do. Shake it, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Shake it, baby. When I see you walking, girl.
Walking, girl.
I say, look at that sexy body. Girl, that's all I want you to do. Shake it, shake, baby. Shake it, shake, baby. Shake it, shake, girl. Do it like a snake, girl. Let me see you do it, girl.
Do it, girl.
Let me see you rock your world. Can I love you down? Can I love you down? Shake it, baby, hey, yeah, yeah. When I see you walking, girl, when I see you moving, girl. My mind wonder, baby, when I see you walking down the street, girl. Let me see you, baby, let me see you rock around my world, girl. All I wanna see you, baby, do it now, do it, baby. Jump, 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 girl.
Jump, girl.
Jump, 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 girl. It's a B-O-Y-D thing. It's a B-O-Y-D thing. Can you jump, 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 girl?
Jump, baby.
Can you shake it, girl? My girl.
Shake it, baby. Shake it, Yeah.
Shake it, shake, girl.
What it do?
Shake it, shake, girl. With me, girl. Drop it, baby, now, girl.
Drop it, baby. Drop it, baby.
Drop it, baby, now, girl.
Drop it, baby. Drop it, baby.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Control so well. Let's take it to the top, my people. All out of control. Oh, where we need to go. Let's all out of control, my people. Let's all out of control and go where we need to go. The only way we can go is to the top, my people. To the top, my people. Let's
no way to go but to the top, my friend. We're falling out of control, my people. We're falling out of control. And tell me, do you wanna ball, my people? We're falling out of control. Do what you need to do. Be what you need to be. Ball out of control in here where you need to be. We'll ball out of control for real. Ball out of control and do successful things for real. Just ball out of control, my friend. Just ball out of control. Let's get to the finish line, go. But ball out of control. I'm balling out of control. I'm going to where I need to be, my people. Doing the things I should. If you're going with me, my people, we got a ball out of control. We gotta take it to the top, my people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is BOYD and Struggles coming straight at you, baby. Much love to my homeboys up in Detroit off Van Dyke and Harbor. Much love goes out to my homeboys and Cincy that's always kept it real. And to your player haters, this goes out to you.
No need to look any further, look like brother, what you thought? Boy, Grant is knocking you out like Robert Tussin, does it go? Made you pull up with this northern exposure, smoking doja, and I'm coming on the real, yes, the real, I thought I told ya. And I'm keeping it to your bloodstream just like HIV. Stand away from all them player-hating people with degrees, it's time to come up. Why do you bet not, brother? Because you put your faith and your plans into another man's head. That move is bogus, struggles here to let you know this. That you never ever be a part of the dope. Who put your faith in the spot? Who cooled it off when it was hot? Who made it live when it was weak? Now you can't even speak. It's time to nut check. Time for respect. Time to break neck. You wanted out the family. Now it's time for you to check. And you chasing waterfalls that wasn't meant, fool. In other words, you played yourself. Now who's cool? Hey, yo, you played yourself. No, you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. You played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. Wait a minute. You played yourself. Because you didn't play the cards that was dealt. Partner, you played yourself. You tried to engage yourself with some people who didn't have no freaking wealth. So watch your health. Ain't nothing good gonna come out your freaking game. Cause everything you do bad gonna come back twice the pain. Who's to blame? Listen to the black rain. About to shake the ground for all you backstabbing people in this town. I'm known to bring the anger, make you hiss like a snake. Here's a hit from my partner.
Break it down in your face.
Hey, yo, I'm biggity black up in you two. Dissect you like a chemist. You played yourself, and I was a witness. Your career's finished. Don't be misled by the words that I speak. I keep it real. You had a taste of both sides. Not how it feels.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, you played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
You played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them, but don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
You be like that Benedict Arnold backstabbing brother behind my back. But in my face, you be like Struggle, yo, where the party at? I be like push on, get on, get out my face, partner. Cause ain't no love lost, and ain't no love here neither. I can't believe that you betrayed me, took food from my face. But you have been acting kinda shady lately. So I got to push you to the curb, fly away like a bird. Partner, you need to stop smoking all that herb. If you would've came to me, Imano, Imano, we would've squashed it at the gate. But you chose to segregate, play a hate, get it straight. Partner, you played yourself.
No, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
You played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
Brother, relax your mind and let your conscience be free. Get down to the sounds of struggling I'll be. Your negativity be scratching against my surface. Cause the things that I did for you, your ass didn't deserve it. Now I'm on some payback for the things you did like way back. Asking all your questions like my name was Bat Sajak. Jesus had 12 disciples and what wasn't true. And he knew, like I knew, I never ever should to mess with you. So I'm gonna do what I gotta do and then some. If a brother try to flex, I take his life for ransom. Even when I'm by myself, I roll with a crew of soldiers, sick as flu with those. Known to turn your body black and blue, I told you, why did you test me? I'm the one who put you on. See, if it wasn't for me, you'd be like a mobile phone or wrong cheek. It ain't no me and us, it ain't no he and we. I thought we would be together like OJ and AC. You were that brother I pull a trigger for. You a freaking beard for. Now you just that off-brand nigga roll. You played yourself. No, I said you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No,
partner, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good good as the best of them, and bad as the worst of them. But don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
Why did you test me, Miss Gangster? I told you don't ever tempt me. But now I gotta come at you for real now. You should've kept it real. But when you don't keep it real, situations sometimes get hectic in your life. But you should've understood. So why did you play yourself, player? I look at you all the time. When you don't think I see you, I see you. Us boys up north, baby. We got our own way of dealing with player haters.
Come on. Bring it. Bring it in. Come on.
And I don't think you should ever did what you did. Sometimes I know you had nightmares waking up sweating and things. When he coming in.
What's up, what's up? This RB checking in. But the streets don't love you back. The movement is on, baby. Letting you know, me and LD talking about that thug / drug life. Let me tell you a little lesson, players. In these streets, baby, they'll never love you back. Trust that.
In these streets, no one's above you. In these streets, no one can touch you. In these streets, love if you want to. But know these streets, if they don't love you, they don't love you.
Everybody's around here talking about all that thug life, player. Talking about that drug dealing thing. Tell you, baby, it's about getting your life together, getting your head on tight, doing something with your life, and stop destroying your community, and stop destroying yourself, baby. But when the people come at you, they come for real, player. Homeboys on my team done got 400 million before, baby. 100 million, baby. Now they sitting on death row, baby. That's where you wanna be, player? Cause the drug game is washed up. The thug game is washed up, baby. They put it in our communities, baby, and they tell us off the top, yeah, you can make this, you can make that. But once they come for you, game over, lights out. Do what you feel, do what you wanna do, baby, but join the movement. It's the streets, baby, they don't love you back. It's the streets, baby, they don't love you back. Come on, come on.
In these streets, no one's above you. In these streets, no one can touch you. In these streets, love
yeah, yeah.
If you want.
This track here is a track of knowledge, you feel me? Want all young brothers and sisters across America to understand that the drug game, the thug life, that's all washed up right now. Take heed, learn from players that done live that life, you feel me? Much love to my man, the real Freeway Ricky Ross. Jeff Step down May 4th, we sending you much love out there to Cali, you feel me? Much love to everybody across state to state who roll with the movement. It's time to open your eyes up, people. It's time to rise up above all this street thing, you feel me? It's a better way. Let's do this.
Look, it's moments like this when my back's against the fence that I say fuck the fence. Life is chess, I gotta go and get a bit. Got get caught up in moves, shit I'm strong. It started from my home, so I'm at home when pressure's on. We all alone when we born, we all alone when we die. We need to get our shit together, we can make it if we try. Can probably fake it if you cry, but I hate it when you whine. And if all is true is up, then you can take it when you die. I'm on my grind, cause all I got is time, but maybe it's enough. But if it's not, then let me know, cause I feel like I'm on bus. I'm overstuffed with propaganda, they should slander and lies. Tried to slick the public and then wonder why there's crimes and murders on the rise. Cause we ain't got a dime. Shit, I'ma hurt some fucking body. You can see it in my eyes. I lie awake sometimes at night and ponder how to get ahead. Jump out of bed, paranoid. I'm going backwards instead. Feel like my feet is full of lead. Cause I just can't move. Freestyle life off the head. Cause I don't know what to do. I need to make a couple moves. Ooh, I need to make a couple moves.
I need to make a couple moves, but I gotta stay free, cause each and everything I do and say affects my seed. Decide what's the truth, separated from fallacy. Separate what I want from the things that I need, and try to make a way for everything to be okay. Stay focused on my goals so you never stray away. Let the past be the past and your future's okay. Pay attention to the present, living in it every day. Come
let
on.
Let us all be checking back in with you, like I said. It's that traffic knowledge that you young brothers and sisters understand. That hey, the street life, that's a dead issue. That's a dead game. That's all washed up. Let's get our life together. Let's do what we need to do. Let's love more, hate none. RB, love, one. Much love to Lucinda, my manager, and my man LD. Let's do it. 100. Out.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back to the hottest show worldwide. For real, the streets don't love you back. And we're kicking it with my man, G.I. We're going to go to him and let him check in. G.I., man, how you feeling tonight, man, you know?
Man, I'm rolling with the streets don't love you back, man. You know, just putting it in, you know, sitting back enjoying these tracks, man. You know, feeling good, man. You know, I appreciate everything y'all doing out there, man. You know, want to say thank you to you and Miss Lucinda. You know, y'all helping so many people, man, and you're blessing so many people, brother. So keep up the good work. The streets don't love you back. People join the movement. You know,
we
it's real.
It. We appreciate it, man, you know. And also we got a couple of announcements tonight. Don't forget March 7th, 8th, and 9th is the annual 67th annual Golden Gloves event here in Arizona at the in Mesa. At the Arizona Event Center, and if you would like to become a sponsor at our event, please don't hesitate to get at us at the streets don't love you back at gmail.com, and go to our website www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.neen.com. Learn all the information about what we do, and if you hadn't got both of my books, cop them too. Never Hit a Woman and The Streets Don't Love You Back is two of the books, and me and my wife got the clothesline as well, The Streets Don't Love You Back clothesline. So do your little shopping as well, and just join the movement. Educate these kids, because that's what time it is, you know. And we want to give a big shout-out to all our members behind the walls. Big shout-out to all our members out here in the street that's educating and putting it down, you know. Any announcements from UGI?
Yeah, I was wanting to know, got the petition drive that we get into the federal U.S. Attorney General. I got a petition on my freegiproject.org. I need everybody to have everybody go sign it, man. I need so many signatures on it. We're doing a movement and a drive to get those petitions to help me get an investigation into the cover-up and conspiracy of them locking me up and framing me and setting me up. So, you know, if you can help out, go on my freegiproject.org, click on the petition, put your name and your email, and that's it. Sign in. It's all good, and pass it on to Facebook and Twitter. Most of your friends and family, you know, help me out, help my friends and family out so I can get free and get a free, fair trial, you know. I never got a fair trial, bro.
My man. And what we're going to do is kick that commercial off one more time for them so they can hear it. So we'll be right back with G.I.
Greetings, I'm G.I. Johnson, California's Political Prisoner of the Year. I was shot by the police and framed and set up. I need your help and assistance as I fight for justice. Please visit my website at freegiproject.org and sign the online petition. This petition drive is intended to have an investigation of facts into the cover-up of this police wrongful shooting. With this petition, we shall bring awareness and vindication to Free G.I. So please visit freegiproject.org and sign the online petition and pass it on to family and friends on Facebook and Twitter and all social media as we join to Free G.I. FreeGIProject.org. Thank you very much.
The hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. If you like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back, sent you. It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
I want to say thank you to the Streets Don't Love You Back. This is a song that I did with my dad. It's about never giving up. My name is Jada, and this is my new song, Bring Up the Lights.
I sat in an empty apartment. I found a 9mm under the kitchen sink, and I stuck it up to my head, and I was ready to pull the trigger and ready to die. You know, I knew what I made of my life was a living hell. My name is Joe, and I'm 20 years old. I'm from Apache Junction, Arizona, and I started using meth when I was 16. I was doing about 8-ball a day, and it was terrible. It was lonely, you know, being out using it was lonely because all the friends that you had before, and they want nothing to do with you, and I pulled my oldest brother into it, got him wrapped up and involved in it, and, you know, the first time he tried it, he was hooked. You don't realize that it's not only hurting yourself, but it's hurting everybody around you. I look back now, I mean, everything I said that I didn't want to be is what I turned out to be, because I know how bad I was. And I know how many people I've hurt around me. I know that that's not something that I'm wanting to do again.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
The paranoia, the shadow people. You start seeing random shadows thinking that people are following you. You're in a house, you think everyone's out to get you, even though they're supposed to be your friends, you think. You think everybody just hates you, basically. My name is Alan. I'm 22 years old. I'm from Tucson, Arizona. I started doing meth when I was 16 years old. One thing I do a lot of is steal from my family. That was probably the most hurtful. I take everything that they liked, and I would go and trade them for drugs. I'd go to a pawn shop and pawn them off just for maybe 20, 30 bucks just to get high. My morals were pretty messed up at the time. All my reservations were gone. I said I'd never steal from my family. I would never steal from a random individual. I've done all those. I had to get to that point to where I lost everything. Family gave up on me. Pretty much had nobody but myself, which I did to myself, so.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Every day we're going through this time. still dressed in my eyes. 15 to 25, yet still I rise. Young, black, and proud. My people say it loud. Walking like I talk it, hold your head above the clouds and smile. Never let them see you sweat, I bet. The streets is always watching, catch you slipping, chicken hawking. Shami's out here walking, listening to the music. If you pay attention, I'll show you how to use it. I flip flows on shows like life is so abusive. Adapt and overcome the struggle like how he do it. I prove it, showing the world I am a king. Sing to the rhythm, my queen, this is your dream. Man in the building, example for all the teens. Life can be a bitch, keep stroking it till you ski. Stand on your own, keep fighting and never leave. Foundation is the knowledge I'm kicking, we're gonna bleed.
See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. We're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try. See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. You're living in this struggle, going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back to the hottest show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. We're going to give our man G.I. the last say-so, and then we're going to tune off for the night. And I always remember, the streets definitely don't love you back. G.I., what's your input?
Well, man, like I said, you know, it's a blessing, man, just to be able to link out and be a part of this movement, the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, man. You know, I see so many things going on, you know, so many people that you're helping, the effects that you have on people around you, organized with you, moving with you, you know, the people that you touch behind the wall, you know, being in so many prisons and being able to feed so many homeless people on the streets and reaching out to the kids, man. It's like a blessing, man. You know, the movement, the ministry of the Streets Don't Love You Back, the message that you're bringing to these, to the streets, to the people, to the kids, I mean, to everybody, man. You know, it's a blessing. And again, I want to thank you and your wife, Lucinda, and all the people, you know, as a team that you have, you know, and the supports that you have, you know, the sponsorships and the everybody that's moving behind you, you know, it's all a blessing, a movement, in one positive movement.
Yeah, we appreciate that, G.I. Go ahead, G.
So it's a blessing, man. It's always a blessing. I want to send a shout-out to my family, my friends, and everybody across the global world that's listening. The Streets Don't Love You Back. God bless y'all. Good night.
Bottom line, you have a good one, and I'll get at you tomorrow, G.
Yes, sir.
All right. Everybody have a great night, and always remember, the streets definitely don't love you back. Take care, and God bless.